hate you Negroes. I hate you Negroes so much.
I'm not black.
Why? Why'd y'all make me watch this episode? The shit I had to see my baby get fucked by that big ass nigga.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I know. I said the same thing.
Hell to the no. I saw that and I wanted to write to Wayne because he just messed me. I was like, man, fuck you, Wayne. Fuck you, Wayne.
At least
the hell you make me watch this episode?
What, you could be, so what, you're like, what's his name, just watching. Looking over the bookshelf.
That was me! That was me!
No, I'm like, motherfucker.
I'm like, wait a minute. Are those legs? Are those thighs? And that's my girl.
I was back like 4 times before I realized, that's Rosita! That's my baby! That's Rosita!
You thought you'd be right.
No!
That reminded me of Sammy when we was in Texas. I was just like, what the hell?
She does got those Sammy pigtails, so yeah.
She does.
So I guess it does.
She like, let them watch.
Well, and she sleeps with rednecks.
And, yeah. And she loved it that he was watching too, but she was still, she's like, he's watch. I was just like, oh, and she's a freak. Oh.
Hey, can you,
baby.
Can you blame him? I wouldn't.
Oh my god, you fucker. That's what took me so long to watch the show, because I kept rewinding back to that part. I was like, hold on, make sure I caught that right now. That was the most detail of the whole show.
Frame
that
by scene frame.
Right, yeah, you can't blame them. They don't have internet, so that's the closest thing he got to you porn.
She was all sweaty and shit, that hair was done. Oh my god. People, another episode of Rosita.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to be talking about.
Wayne, pull them photos up. Pull them photos. You owe me, you son of a bitch.
Owe you? How do I owe you?
You should have never told me this episode came out. It existed. You should. I wasn't even going to watch it. Wasn't going to watch it at all.
It was the highlight of the show.
It is the show. We
and then it is the show. And then
every time.
And even though, look, when they got to the fire hose scene and she gets all wet down with the hose and shit, I'm like,
Oh yeah.
I even loved her in the background. I saw that cleavage hanging out. Oh my god. I was just like,
I was trying to look through the shadows.
Yeah, and when she grabbed her gun at the end, I was like, baby, you want to take a ride on the darkness real quick? You know, shit. I got a darkness bar for you real quick right here. Fuck a Beth show. When are we going to get a Rosita show? Shit.
Yes. Compared to last week's show? Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
That
was just awkward. That's just awkward sexual stuff.
I'll give my review for last week's show. It's fucking shit. Okay? Now then, on to this week. There, done.
Can't wait to put the lollipop in your pussy.
This episode was like meeting a hot chick in a bar that wants nothing to do with you. That's what it was like when I saw that sex scene. I was just like, fuck! I need to get on this scene somehow now. If he was getting that, I know I got a chance in.
That was the only thing shocking about that whole episode, because everything else, we all called it early in this season. Especially about your autistic redneck.
Oh yeah. What choice did she have? She's got Glenn who's going out with Maggie, or you got the redneck hillbilly mullet man.
So, but Tara wanted to watch it too though. That was what was
because she's a lesbian.
I don't give a fuck.
Tara gave it in. She should have gave it to
her. I would have let her watch. I'd be like, you come back here, you sit there and watch. And if she's fucking the overgrown steroid taking Ronald McDonald, I know she'd come fuck some of the phenomenalness.
Steroid taking Ronald McDonald, okay.
Yeah, fucking Ronald McDonald. She's fucking him. And then it opened up with her playing with his hair. I was just like, the fuck is she doing? What's she doing?
You sound actually angry about this episode.
Yeah, I'm angry and excited at the same time. I don't even know how I feel right now. I don't know how to react to this. If I would have had a day to let this just sink in my head, but I just literally just watched it right now, so I'm still fresh and angry off of it, but I'm excited. Still rewinding this part over right now. Oh, look at that smile on her face. She's happy that Eugene's watching. She's happy. I like that. I like that. I need to find her agent and contact her.
I know what's the name from Godzilla. He was like, let them fuck. And he was just able to watch them
fuck. We call that fucking. Let them fuck. Shit, man. Oh. Everything else about this show, I don't even.
Do you remember anything else from the episode? Nah, not really.
Oh man, I don't remember anything because when she grabbed that gun, that was sexy as fuck. I don't know what it is about women when they grab their weapons in this show, but it just turned, the week before last, it was Sasha grabbing that weapon and turned me on.
It's a sign of power.
Oh, it's a sign of something and I like it. Yeah, I'd fuck up in this show just so they can pull a weapon on my ass and be like, ooh.
Hey, if you're gonna be shot by anyone, why not Rosita or Maggie?
Okay, anyone, whatever. I like, you know, every time you see someone, either whether it was Glenn or Maggie fucking or whatever, it all looked like, oh, it's just regular ass boring sex when Rosita and fucking, man, that's some nasty good looking sex right there.
Legs behind the head and everything.
Behind the head up. Oh, you see this big old, like you said, steroid Ron Weasley motherfucker fucking this beautiful goddess on that, bitch.
They look like they was in a metal bucket too, fucking. That's what it was about. Like one of, you know, those old bathtubs people stick by.
Right. Like, man.
Oh my God. So excited about that scene. So angry.
So excited and so angry. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I wanted to go jerk off, but then Wayne texted me talking about, oh, you got red. I was like, fuck, man. Damn. This shit. You don't let me enjoy this enough.
Wayne was like a lesbian. I said, like, what are you doing? Why are you watching it?
He's Eugene. Wait, what are you doing?
I really like
it. So I'm Tara. Okay, that's real fit.
I like the fact that this, what's his name? Eugene is pretty much Chris Griffin, you know, growing up. Like, I just like to watch.
Actually, it is.
He even sounds like Chris Griffin.
Got the haircut and everything, too.
Yeah. Damn. It's not that bad to watch, guys. I'm like, when I first saw Eugene, when we first saw that whole team, I said, okay, everybody's pretty much legit. Oh, a country as a scientist that knows the cure? Yeah, very unlikely.
I need to write some of his words down because I liked what he said to Tara when he got caught peeping or whatever. He said some smart ass words. I was like, ooh, I need to write that. What that mean? Shit, that sounds good. So next time I get caught, I can just say that shit.
All he said was,
be awesome.
Yeah, none of us, you know, nobody getting hurt, and it's pleasing on both ends.
See, that only works because he's white. Nigga does that shit, whatever, they'd beat his ass, man. Like, that nigga's a pervert!
Shit. And they cool with it. They been cool with it. I mean, that's not the first time he caught him, Jack. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's because he said, oh, he's watching again. I'm like, damn, how many times y'all been fucking? How many times y'all been fucking? Yeah, was y'all fucking in that church? Oh my gosh, you seem like a dirty little whore that'd be fucking in that church. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, Wayne.
I did fuck in the church.
Oh, Wayne. Where's Sammy at?
And then, the funny thing was, when he was sitting with Glenn, I'm going back to the redhead dude, and he was sitting with Glenn, and he was like, yep, I'm time for me to get some ass. I'm thinking, like, he's about to get ass from Glenn or something? Who's he getting ass from, Eugene?
Yeah, I had that too. I was just like, who are you getting ass from? You about to go rape somebody or something like that? Then next thing you see that next scene, him fucking, I was just like, I said, that's not Rosie. Get the fuck out of here. She's fucking Ronald McDonald. Oh man. Damn, ain't nobody in this world single and free. Shit. Shit.
Hey, I guess if you're the last man on the planet, then you got a chance.
Yeah, but look at the group they're in. They're in the best group you can have. You have Rosita, Maggie, right, and Tara. Then you got
group hot ass.
You could just walk straight into that group, and like the rest of the guys, they're ugly as fuck. So you're golden. You're 100% perfect.
They're Jordan. They're Maxi JJ's. Yes, that's what they are. They're all ugly and shit, looking weird, and got fucked up accents and shit like that. But the hottest scene too in here.
I had to think about them like they weird, got weird accents and fucked up hairstyles. And Asian.
And each one of them think they're more important than the other. So, you
know, and they still think they're artists.
You know what was another hot scene in here though? Is when they got out that bus and just all started attacking. It was like just bitches. Just like RoboCop, bitches leave and shit when zombies show up, you know, and they were just all up in there. I was like, man, this, I don't know what it is about them attacking these zombies that's turning me on right now, but I can see why Eugene stayed behind for a little bit. He's like, he's watching that shit. He's like, man, you see Maggie up beside the bus. She's pushing this motherfucker up. I was like, then you see Rosita over there watching Abraham's big ass red back and shit. Kara. She's going there holding the dude by the throat and shit.
I've worked at who Abraham reminds me of. With that big-ass mustache, he looks like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, he's a cross between Yosemite Sam and Ronald McDonald mixed in one.
Ronald McDonald.
Just waiting for him to say Varmin.
Yeah, I know. You look at him like, hey, this tootin' this zombie shooting this.
If they Grimace come in here, that'd make it even better. Giant big purple monster just run around getting fucking
Eugene
attacked by
Grimace.
Wolves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Eugene is Grimace.
Eugene is Grimace. And the Hamburglar is what's his name? Glenn.
Wobble wobble.
They gotta get some diversity up in that bitch now.
Yeah.
Oh, but CJ, how about you walk us through what this episode is about other than
Rosita? Rosita having sex, we all know that.
I know, right? This episode should be called Bang Bus.
Yeah. BangBrosBus.com.
Pretty much, man. Come on, you got a white bus, hot women, ugly dudes. It's a Bang Bus.
Yes, that's right. Oh man. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why he took the bus out, because he got sick and tired of all the sex he had to watch.
Yeah, he got jealous. But he, you know what it was? I just told you I was. That's a man. You know what it was? You was right. He tried to take out the men in here. He was gonna kill them while they laid out flat over there. That way, they would have had a foursome with him.
Yes, but we got this episode called Self Help. This week episode of The Walking Dead, episode 5. Self, we just found out what I can. What do you say?
We the recap crew, that's right.
Right, the recap crew. You know, we start out with everybody on the bus. Yeah, Glenn, Glenn, Eugene, Ronald McDonald, Rosita. You know, they're all on the bus heading to Washington, D.C. for their very important mission, their very important science. They got to get the scientist Eugene there so he can cure everything. And along the way, the bus flips over. They become stuck in another location. And they got to fight to survive. And we start getting a lot of reveals in this episode. We get reveals that some, you know, people, Eugene isn't
episode.
What he said he is. I know, right?
Some funny reveals, right? This was actually, you know, I ain't gonna lie, this is a good episode. I laughed a lot, actually, because, like, that ending. Because at first, before that ending came, I was like, I wonder who gave them that mission of getting to Washington, D.C. Then when you see it revealed how it happened, I was just like, oh.
How stupid could you believe just to believe some any fucking redneck walk up to you? Oh, I have an important mission. Like, okay.
You know what I think it was for that? I think what it was for that is that Abraham was on the verge of killing himself, and I think it just gave him a reason to live.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And now he's got no reason again, kind of thing.
Yeah, so I think that's why he fell to his knees at the end of the episode. He's like, well, back to where we started.
Hey, he's got a perfect reason to live. He was just banging Rosita. That
right.
is the reason to live.
Ass is a good reason.
I wonder if we're going to get an episode like this next week with Carol banging away with Daryl or something.
Daryl,
I don't know, she's in the hospital.
That's why she's in the hospital.
Daryl, yeah, she found out Daryl was gay. She tried to give him a blowjob.
Thought she was a man.
She tried to give him a blowjob in the car, and he said, oh, what are you doing? Merle's ghost popped up in the back seat. He was like, baby brother, you better get that.
He opened up his backpack, like, let me show you why I don't like women. And he got all the Playgirl magazines. She faints and get in the hospital.
And then she just jumped out the car and rolled down the highway. He found her. She said, why does every man I talk to go this way? Oh.
If they're not beating me, they're gay.
They're gay. Which, I like this episode a lot, actually. Man, it was definitely a good, better pickup than what last week was.
No, last week was easily the worst episode in a long time. That was dope shit.
My. God.
I wouldn't go that long because just a year ago, the end of last season wasn't that great.
Yeah, true. I hate Beth. I hate anything involving Beth. And when it's just about Beth, I'm like, oh, seriously.
You know who I hated more than Beth was that little fucking black Negro she had with her.
Everybody hate Chris?
Everybody hate Chris. Yeah, I hated that fucking kid.
I thought that was Jamil White.
No, it looked like you just saw that fucking Key and Peele sketch. Did a Negro see a Key and Peele sketch and really think that's the Urkel?
It looked like Urkel.
It was not even the same size. Urkel was way taller.
Did you see that? Hold on, wait. Do you really see that Key and Peele sketch?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, you racist bastard! Then we say that.
You talking about Jolly White People's Steve Urkel himself.
It looked like Steve Urkel.
Actually in shape and has a little bit more muscle mass on. This dude is a little bony fucker.
Oh my God. Okay, Wayne, you gotta watch this episode when you do the, not worth the kick in the ass. I'll send you the link after this show.
Oh, okay.
But to get back on track, yeah, like last week episode, you know, you had Beth, you know, fighting around and like, oh, I'm a slave now. Now I gotta be a sex slave because the cop put his lollipop in my vagina and all this other bullshit.
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
I like how the season is starting off as too. It's just like everybody's, they're just tired and want to fuck now. That's it. Everybody's just tired and want to fuck. Just give it to them and shit. And Rosita said, I'll give it to you, all right. Oh my God, that scene was so fucking hot.
Yeah. It's in the air.
Oh, woo. God, it was fucking dirty and stuff. Woo! Yeah. Woo, Lord, people. Turn that down.
So one, you know, Eugene was fucking up this whole episode. You know, we get to the first part where he admits that he, sabotaged the engine. And you're thinking that he sabotaged the engine because, you know, to stay with Rick and everybody. And no, he didn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to say too. I love that look on his face he had when he told Tara that. He was just like, yeah, it is so what? I thought he was trying to give zero fucks right about now.
I thought he was trying to get pity.
You know what?
Sex,
why not? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I wanted Tara to say, ew, what is that in your pants right now? She's like, well, I was just watching him do it, so, you know, I'm a little turned on. I wanted them to make a move on Tara. I thought she was going to go over to the straight side for a second.
When she caught him spying on the people, I thought she was like, look, you know, you're going to save the world, so here, you can have some of this.
That's what I thought too, TJC. I thought that too. I thought she was going to give it to him. Just like, here, you can have it. Come on. Come on, boy. I thought she was going to give him a pity, like you said, a pity fuck, you know, just like, hey, you can have it. It's all for you. But no, she gave him a fucking fist bump. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I know, right?
Jesus so Christ, man.
We can masturbate next to each other if you like.
Yeah, exactly. I would have been hitting the moves on that girl hard. Where I'd been like, look, Glenn's over there with Maggie. They in there fucking. It was like, hey, why don't you come here and let me keep you warm? Something like that, you know? Or since you want to be a dude, you can keep me warm, man. How about that? My dick is cold.
So do you want me to tuck my dick behind my legs? Will you fuck me? No, I'll fuck me.
What if I let you on top? That make a difference?
Yeah, but, you know, so Eugene, like, he sabotaged it for one, and, you know, and she handled it pretty well. She's like, hey, it's okay, Eugene, it's all good. And then later on, you find out from this motherfucker. He comes out and he's like, I'm not really a scientist. I mean, I'm smarter than most people, but I just like to read books.
That nigga sounds like Forrest Gump and shit. He's like, now, I just want y'all to know now, life is like a box of chocolates now. You never knew what you was going to get, whatever. And Abraham said, you son of a bitch.
Only geniuses have mullets, and I'm a genius, so that's my mullet. I'm like, he has a fucking mullet. He has a country-ass accent. I mean, I don't care. If it's racist or whatever to say people with a country-ass accent aren't scientists, you know what? I've been in the South. I'm still in the South. I have not met one scientist that's with a country-ass accent.
Where was the fucking proof in the... Mate, you're not going to follow a guy who has no proof at all that he could actually cure this shit at all. Right. Besides his
words. Like I said, Abraham was just... That was
Abraham, yes, because he had nothing to... How the hell did he convince Rosita?
Well, Rosita said that, she said at the end, I'm assuming that she used to work with him or something like that, because she said that, I've seen you do stuff before, and I was like, okay, I don't know, they must have some history together or something like that. So I actually liked Abraham's story in this a lot, actually, and yeah. He was a character I was starting not to like, whatever.
Did
I liked
how why they, did his, why did his family, or I assume that was his wife and kids, why the fuck did they leave him? Just because they couldn't stand him that he was a gingerhead as well and they want to get away from him, or what?
Well, that was one, because you know gingers have no souls, so yeah, they had to get away from him.
Which are more, worse than walkers, we all know that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it was because he killed those two dudes in there.
Yeah, but they needed to die.
He killed them with a can of beans, too.
Yeah, it was even bad. Why waste bullets?
I think I saw the penguin there talking about, you gonna eat that? He was like, I got a sandwich you can beat him with if you like.
Sandwich and poison him with.
I said, he killed those dudes with a can of beans. They was looking all terrified and shit. And then, obviously he leaves, and I love it because that family didn't even make it down the street and shit like that. They was already rotten and shit.
They didn't even make it out the door.
It was funny because the wife looked already dead and shit. I was like, that bitch looked like she already died. Her old twig head. I was like, damn, that's a step up for fucking Abraham needing to go from that to Rosita.
To Rosita, yeah.
Shit, dude.
I reckon it was a conspiracy. He wanted them to die because he knew Rosita was coming his way.
I don't blame him then, shit.
Right.
So see, Abraham pretty much on the verge about to put a bullet in his head. He's like, I got no reason left to live. Then Eugene comes along saying, hey, look, I need your help, whatever. I know the cure to all this, whatever. I think that was the only reason why Abraham didn't do it. It just gave him a...
Nah. They edited it out. They cut the ending because he still put the gun inside his mouth until he saw Rosita walk past. And he said, okay, I'm with you now. Now I'm with you.
He said, hey, man. Like, you know, he was smart. He was like, if I trick this big ass Ronald McDonald motherfucker to attack my ass, then I'm pretty sure that I can survive. Yeah.
Hey, actually, that was a good, pretty fucking plan. You know you ain't gonna survive in this world? Hey, fuck it. Right. A lot of people in.
All right.
And once again, so Maxie J, he would do that to us.
Yeah.
Fuck us. So he's doing that to Andrew.
Who is very much like Abraham.
Hey, I'll make you a star, Andrew. Don't worry, we can do a cyber cop out.
This is all full circles, and we understand each one of these characters and where they come from.
Too well.
Hey, I actually kind of respect Eugene in this matter, because it's like, hey, you know you ain't going to survive. What's the best thing you do? Find a group that'll...
Lie your ass off. Lie to everyone.
Yeah, lie to every fucking one. Give them a reason to protect you.
Even
you know
then,
you
like, even at the end, he said he still believes the best chance of survival is there. So, even in his own lie, he was trying to do them a favor.
Well, I heard him say, I didn't have my volume all the way up, whatever. I heard him say that there was a girl or something like that, either in Washington DC or where they were heading or something like that, that there, like you said, there was a chance of survival or something like that. I'm assuming that they're gonna pull a Clementine, not a Clementine, what's her name? Ellie. Ellie from, The Last of Us. Is there a girl
I think you were trying to say there was a fort, you know, like DC is fortified because they got presidents and stuff. I don't know. It could have just been a fort that they were gonna. He was thinking about.
I hope they don't have fucking Clementine.
Okay, because I heard him say that there was a girl or something like that that she could save or something like that. So I'm thinking like, okay, is there an immune bitch, something like that, or what?
After he told the truth, which I always knew that from the beginning, I just stopped listening to his ass at that point. I said, all right, this country ass.
You did say that on day one. I remember that.
Man, autistic motherfucker. Billy, oh my god.
Planning was CJ, he thought like you. He was like, look here, I know I'm country as fuck, and I know the rest of these motherfuckers are country ignorant shit. I'm gonna trick the fuck out of them. I'll tell them shit. Ain't gonna believe. That's why Eugene's a genius, okay? He went on this long, all the way from, what was it? He said Houston, I think? Yeah. All the way from fucking Houston to this far, all the way to fucking Atlanta. And he's had them tricked this whole goddamn time. And all the people they named that he got killed, it was like 10 fucking people. I was like, yeah, that dude's the fucking smartest dude in the group. He is right.
I'd be proud of that shit.
Yeah.
He's probably the owner of that shit.
So what do you think they should do? Should they still try to go to D.C. or should they just turn around and go back to the old group?
Get a fucking boat. That's how you do it. Go on the fucking ocean. I mean, how retarded are these people? They know walkers can't fucking walk on water. Get on a boat and go find an island and live naked with Rosita for the rest of the days.
Well, remember they did that in Dawn of the Dead, and that island was full of fucking zombies and shit.
They probably went to a busy island. They're stupid.
A busy island? Like Australia.
Yeah. That's probably the island they came to, Australia.
Once again, the Maxie JJ zombie.
Oh, exactly.
He is on that island.
He did do that zombie.
He make you kill yourself just by talking.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to shoot yourself in the head.
Oh God. You'd be at the edge of a cliff talking about like, you know what? Fuck it. End it all. Yeah, I'm with Wayne on that one. Actually, that's a good question, CJ. I've been curious to see where this is going to go, man, and to find out so early in the season. Even though we're on episode 5, I think it's like, what? How many episodes of this season?
There's two more than this mid-season break, isn't there?
Yeah, right? So, I think it's a little early to reveal Eugene's secret, I guess. I thought they would at least wait until they got to Washington and told that. So, I'm curious to see where they go from now.
Yeah, I mean, does it make sense for them to continue, even though we all know that Eugene was full of shit?
Did you see that field of zombies and shit? Like like they breeding zombies, cutting them up like cows and shit? I was like, Jesus Christ.
I couldn't make out what the hell that was. I could see, you saw, him looking in there, I'm like, what the fuck's he looking at? Like, I thought it was like a fucking sewage plant or some shit.
I thought it was just like animals and livestock that they was like a plant where they killed them and make meat out of, but it looked like it was just a trail of zombies and shit. I would have took that fucking, fire truck and just ran their asses over with it.
Yeah. Now, you know what, one thing that, disappointed me in this episode was,
Ronald McDonald.
That too. That'll always be number one.
I think the Maggie didn't get naked as well.
That's everybody's list, man. I think that's everybody's list. I wish I could have watched the Talking Digs. I bet that's the whole topic of that show right now. It's just
right.
Like, damn. Get the fuck out of
But you know, what was up with, Ronald? You know, they were like, hey man, look, let's think about it. Let's make a better choice to go to DC. Cause Glenn pretty much kept saying the same thing. They both were saying the same thing every 20 minutes. They were like, we gotta go to DC. I said, oh, okay. Let's find a safer way around. Okay. No, but we gotta go straight through. Like, no. It's not safe. Let go around. You know, I'm like, what is your problem?
I think they just showed at this point he's fed up and obsessed with this goal of getting to DC. I wish it would have ended with it just him putting you would have heard like them trying to help Eugene and you just heard a gunshot go off and he blew his brains out. That'd have been a better ending.
See, I reckon what should happen is while he was banging away on Rosita, Glenn should have grabbed hold of him and said, nah, come on, we got no time for that. We've got to go. You keep saying we've got to get to Washington. Off we go. Come on. Then see how community is. Let's see how community is then.
I would have shot your ass. Had that been our group and I finally got a chance to fuck this chick and Wayne would have came in there and grabbed her, talking about, no, we don't have time for this, gotta get going.
I'd be fucking dead.
CJ would have been like, you shot our friend. I would have been like that son of a bitch.
Behind the stand, like screaming, no!
His ass back to Terminus. I'd have hung his ass up here and been like, eat away, bitches. Eat away, shit. Fuck. You get shot for shit like that, Wayne.
Oh, of course.
You get shot for shit like that. You never get between a black man and his pork and a black man and his pussy. Okay?
Yeah, but if I could never resist her, no one would. That'd be it.
We'd end up killing her instead and shit. Be like, look, I shoot this bitch now if you fucking back off now, shit.
Yeah, you can have the top half. I'll have the bottom half.
And that's good. If she becomes a zombie, it's all good. Just take the teeth out. And
take
it's
the
all,
teeth out. Yeah.
Shit, give me them eyes, man. I got dibs on the I got dibs on the head, shit.
I got dibs on them titties.
If that was the case, I
can see Cody, he'd be like, you guys have no self-respect. Meanwhile, he's taking her leg in the back behind him and shit. He's just like, you just no respect at all, you two.
Don't insult Gary Coleman, okay?
Oh! Even Sammy would be fighting for them lips. I'd be like, bitch, I got dibs on the head, shit.
You can all trade. It's like body parts. You can just trade which parts that you get sick of.
No, I'm going to be like Gollum talking about, this is my precious.
P1 Gollum with Rosita's body.
Yeah. You'll see me all dirty and shit in the corner. Like, P1 hasn't came out in 8 or 9 days where you open up the door and shit. You see it's all dark and sunlight burning me. Ah, darkness. Close the door. Precious.
I could see anyone becoming like Gollum with Rosita. If you had that opportunity and you lost it, you'd just be following all the way to Washington, D.C.
Shit, she could just be like, okay, which one of you big guys want to fuck me right now? I'd be like, damn, Wayne, I just came right now. Shit.
I just round two.
That means I'm ready now. Got that first one out like ketchup, baby. Oh, they got to take Rosita out of this show because we can never give a full review of these shows.
Oh, that's true. Now.
We need to focus on Maggie or something like that.
I still love me Maggie. Maggie's just got that. don't know.
They're making her useless, man.
I know she's useless, but that's why she's not as hot at the moment. That's why she's not as hot at the moment. She's gotta do something. Get her gun out. She's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I told you. She threw that dude against the bus. I got turned on. I was like, oh shit. Dude, do that to me. Hot shit. Her and, they're making her, Glenn was already useless, but they're making him and her and Glenn just like, I still don't, if we're gonna talk about problems we had the show, my problem still goes back to, I guess, was it two or three episodes ago, was why did Glenn and Maggie go with Aram? I don't get that deal they made, or it was like, they don't have no allegiances with Aram or nothing like that, and why would he want them two to go anyway?
Because Glenn thought she was gonna go fuck Rick or bloody Daryl or something, because he knows he's not good enough to, he knows he's not good enough to have Maggie.
No. Yeah. I mean,
so
okay,
he goes with a redneck and a great big redhead. So you knew you'd say.
Maggie already, she already has in her mind that her sister is dead. So she, him and Glenn have nobody else. You know, so for them to go out to DC and try to make a difference, that's the reason why they left.
Well, they spent this whole episode though with Maggie talking about, oh, just thinking about the guys and stuff like that. It's like, well then bitch, why'd you leave then?
Yeah. I agree with you. It just seems, I don't know. It seems like they haven't got a purpose at the moment, those two. And they need to find something, some
reason. And they just stuck them with this group just to give them a purpose.
Yeah. It's sad because I do like Glenn and Maggie, but yeah, you're right, this season they've done fucking nothing.
Just like Daryl.
Yeah. Oh, Daryl's gay, we all know that. That's gonna come out soon.
That's why Merle's gonna come back, Merlita.
Even the next episode, it's a Daryl-Carol episode. Carol will be doing all the action. Daryl will be there doing his fucking hair and combing it and putting his makeup on. Like, Carol's blowing away walkers and shit.
Oh, I told you what he was going to be doing. Carol's going to be trying to give him a blowjob. He's going to jump out the car from it. And then that's how Carol got found.
That's nasty. Don't do that.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, you dirty girl? You silly girl? Merle's in the Ghost of Merle show. Baby, what the fuck? What the hell? I always knew there was something weird about you, baby, bro.
You know what? Okay, look at photos of Carol and look at Merle. She's starting to transform into him. She's got the short hair. She wears the same kind of clothing. She's getting tougher. She's becoming the female version of Merle.
She just needs to beat a black man now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, she did set a black man's girlfriend on fire and killed her. She's on the way.
Yeah, she stuck a black man's girlfriend to a cross and set that bitch on fire. So, yeah, you know what? That equals about the same.
Yeah, not.
She couldn't drag his big ass out there. So,
baby brother, okay. That's it. She shot a kid in the head as well.
I think they even give Tyrese more of a story than they are with Glenn and Maggie.
Yeah, I don't like Tyrese, though. He's almost useless.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch.
He's a babysitter.
No, but I actually like this episode. Even the ending, even though we already knew that Eugene was a fuck up, whatever. I was like, I like that reveal for Abraham or something. They actually gave me something to actually give a shit about him now. I'm actually curious to see what he does now. It's like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna put a bullet in my head. Then he sees Rosita and be like, wait a minute, am I crazy? Shit.
Exactly.
Why would I do that now? Shit. Come here, you little sexy Latin bitch.
He'd be putting something in her head instead.
That's what he should have just did at the end of this show. He should have just been like, well, since this is a fuck up, he should have just picked up Rosita and slammed her against the truck and started fucking her in front of everybody and been like, this is all I got left to live.
I'll fire hose, bitch. Here's my fire hose.
He should fuck her in front of a zombie. Oh, that'd be soft.
On top of a zombie.
Oh, yeah. Like, just tie a zombie up and make her watch and shit. Just fuck. As even see people, I don't need to be in The Walking Dead, but I got fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think the governor had nothing fucked on you, I'm telling you. That's the thing, we would all end up being like the governor. We would want to be like Rick and all noble and shit, but we'd be just killing people and taking their shit. We'd be evil.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. I'd be fucking hitting people outside the head and be like, fuck them! Find that Latin women, that's all I care about.
I have no doubt, you would be Merle, and I have no doubt I would be Shane. As much as I would want to do it, the best part he ever did is when he had an injured leg and he just shot the guy and dropped him so the walkers could eat him. That's what you would do to survive, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, the most fucked up part about this too, as much as he's my best friend, I think Cody would be the first to die because either one of us would turn him in or something like that and be like, it was that nigga right there. That nigga right there. You know, Cody's a little nice. He's nicer than the rest of us. So you'd be like, that nigga right there did it.
The first thing we would get is a tank, alright? Just rolled around in a tank. So they went perfectly safe.
That'd be my first plan. It'd be like, we need to find a military base and we can steal their weapons and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then we need to go to the nearest strip club and see if we can find us some Latin women and
zombie
titties.
Strippers.
Yes.
Goddamn right. We need to go to Florida. Cause you know, that's where all the zombie strippers are, or the zombie bikini wearing zombies are.
You see some Sammy talking about, we need to get food and supplies. And I'd be like, no, we need to get titties first.
Yeah,
titties.
Exactly. We'd be like, get booze for you.
Have a slave of bikini wearing, no teeth having zombies.
Yeah, we'd be like the booty warrior. Look here, see, titties is more important than water around here now. Right. It's more important than eating.
Yeah, but
around
see, without here. Logic, from titties you can get milk. So there would be our logic. That's how we.
Hey, there you go. See, yeah, and you can just make up some Australian shit, Wayne, and say you can get Vegemite from titties. People would be like,
you know what? At that point, if you're sucking on a zombie titty, you probably are going to get some Vegemite in your mouth.
But it's good. Yes. Vegemite is very healthy for you.
That'd be some shit, CJ. We stuck with Wayne's ass. We'd be like, man, we ain't had food in days, and Wayne's got like a lifetime supply of Vegemite.
Just
be like, I'd rather
I'll just start eating the people.
Wayne would be like, you put this on people, it won't be so bad.
Yes, that would be my way to make sure you never touch Rosita or Maggie. Just cover them in Vegemite.
From son of a bitch, you have to die.
You would become the biggest Vegemite fan in the quickest.
That would be another reason why we would not be able to get along or survive as neither, is because we'd all be jealous of another to be like, why is that motherfucker over there?
I wouldn't be jealous. You tell, I just kill you two or disable you two. I'd be done.
Well, yeah, I'd take you out first. That's my team.
Hopefully the girl doesn't smear Vegemite in her vagina, because then it'd be like, well, now they don't have to go down on us.
Hey, I
would. Yeah. The best about this show, though, is we would have options. We'd have Sasha, Maggie, Tara, and then Rosita. And I'd be the first Negro to say, dibs on Rosita.
That'd be right. I'll take Maggie.
We're going to have Wayne fuck Carol. So,
yeah. Why? Because I'm the oldest one. That'd be right.
Actually, the funny thing is, I think Wayne would be more attractive to Carol. He'd be like, oh,
yeah,
man,
would.
She's fucking hot.
Hey, she's got
she's old. She got that Mad Max thing going
on. She got that toughness to her. I like a tough chick.
Wayne be like, y'all can have all your hot young ladies or whatever.
That's a weak bitch. I hate it for it.
Wayne be like,
you can have some good pussy.
Wayne be like, you can have all your nice young hot ladies, whatever. Just more old pussy for me. And we be like, you can have that old pussy.
Experience counts. Experience counts. I reckon she would have done some nasty shits, Carol.
Wayne be like, man, this vagina is pretty strong now, Mike.
You know what the funny thing is, CJ, is since Wayne's talking so much shit about him now, Daryl will be the one on him.
Daryl chat me up? Oh, God.
Daryl will be like, hey, why don't you come over here and you can share it with
me. You want to load my... You want to load my...
I'd be like, yes! I'd be pushing that you can stay with my Rosita.
You want to give me your arrows and put in my bow?
Yeah, but you see, that could work in my favor. I can make Adam go. So then, you know, when we shower and shit like that, I'll just, I can go with the girls. I'll be all right. Won't matter.
I would try to, you know, I'd try to con CJ into killing you. Yeah. You know that.
The moment I went to sleep, there'd be a knife to my throat.
And you know, the thing is, I wouldn't do it myself neither, because, you know, I'd be that instigator going around the camp talking about, you know, that motherfucker did this now. You know that, right?
No, I'm wrong. He would be Shane when he was trying to kill Rick because he was still with his wife. That'd be you.
Hopefully there won't be only just one woman. If there's more than one woman, I think we'll all be fine.
Yeah, because CJ gonna get Sasha. I got Rosita. Okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Wayne, you could have Carol if you like.
Fuck up. Yeah, everyone knows I've got Maggie.
Yeah, Sammy has Tara, and then, you know, and Cody has Bob.
Cody got Bob. Cody
got Bob. They both alcoholics, so.
Yeah, they got booze.
I think they'd get along just fine. Matter of fact, Bob would be like, Bob Cody be like, you want a drink? Bob be like, I'm off the bottle now. He'd be like, nigga, just drink it. And then he'd be like, alright, if you say so.
Poor Cody.
He can hang out with Bob, and then every now and then he can go fuck around with Maggie in the hallway, and then fucking all of our girls in the hallways and shit like that.
You go fuck Gary Coleman. I'm sorry, Cody, that profile photo, you look like Gary Coleman, man.
Which one is this?
Have you seen his new photo?
On Facebook?
Take a look at Cody's new photo. I bet he's changed it. He looks like Gary Coleman.
racist.
Is this the one where he got that look like, hmm?
Yeah, what you talking about, Gary?
What you thinking about now? Oh man, we need to be in a zombie world, man. I think we can make this work since we're already planning it out now.
We would be dead, not by walkers, by each other in about one day.
Look, all you gotta do is just stay away from our women. That's it. We fine. I don't think we'd have any other problems besides if you just stay away from our women.
Yeah, we'd have problems. We'd have no food and no water.
I'm like, I got my women? Water right here. It's a titty.
We're like, we've forgotten something. We've got weapons, we've got women. What have we got? Oh, yeah, we've got food or water. Okay, we're fucked.
He's like, Wayne, you Australian. Hunt for some shit. Go fight that crocodile in the water right there.
Throw my boomerang at a walker. See what happens. Yeah. Boomerang is the most useless weapon in the world, people. It does nothing.
I don't know. The boomerang comes with an arrow.
It's your weapon, though.
It's the only weapon that comes back to hurt you. Stupid.
That's your weapon. I know you don't do no more videos like that, Wayne.
Because John O'Jay's dead or something.
I'm about to say, yeah, where is
Jay? Last time I saw him, went to see Guardians of the Galaxy, so that was the last time I've seen him. Otherwise, I've
all right, you. Well, that's the Walking Dead people. Walking two more episodes
alive? Oh, okay. Well, the thing that would kill us most, let's be real, the thing that would kill us the most is if any of these girls wouldn't want nothing to do with us.
Oh, then we kill them.
Then we'd have to murder them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Besides, I don't care. If that misogyny, I mean, that's a zombie world, so I don't, you know, there's no rules of a zombie world.
No rules of a zombie world. That's why I think, baby, we would all make it just fine. The recap crew would be just fine. Now, Sammy, on the other hand, we'd have to rape that bitch. But that's just me.
Edit that out, Wayne.
I'm just saying it right now. Like the Booty Warrior says, we all got primal urges. And
listen, the only worry with Sammy is anytime we went hunting, she would have to, the spiritual animal and all this stuff, and be like, yeah, fuck that, just shoot the damn thing. Done.
Just give me the fucking gun.
Just give me the gun.
Oh my goddamn social. No, then it'd really be like that Shane scene when he pointed that gun at Rick. That'd be me, except he'd just be... I'd be a good hunter, though. Don't get me wrong. I'd hunt well. Well, what'd you guys overall think of the show, though?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this one. Last week's was horrible. This one, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I don't know. I kind of missed last week, you know, the cop beating up on a black guy.
You missed nothing.
last week was just all about taking in black ass.
Last week, I would rather... It was just ER with George Clooney replaced with Beth. That's all it was.
It was
the best thing about that episode was just seeing Carol at the end. That was it. It's like, oh, that just solves the question I had for the previous episode. Okay, all right, well, that was the only thing. That's the thing about those sorry episodes of Walking Dead is that the only best thing about it is the ending.
Yeah. Like, just watch the beginning, the first 5 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know, this episode also had a lot of good special effects, too.
Oh, it did.
This is probably one of the... Well, they always have better special effects, but I noticed this one definitely. This one had some of the best special effects I've seen this season.
Well, I looked at you when you were using the fire hose, and it was just, like, blowing parts of the walkers actually away just because of the pressure of the water. Like, that was pretty cool.
That was fucking awesome.
To show how weak they actually are, yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be able to grab you that hard, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that zombie logic is thrown in the air of how they can grab your shit.
That just proves you that you get a zombie wet, they fall apart. So you just gotta turn them on, and then they collapse.
Oh my god, I just got a boner for that for some reason, Wayne. What? I gotta think about Rosita when you said it. Just like, hey, dude, get them wet. Hey, I can do that. Hey, yeah, no problem at all. Shit. Slip a little roofie in that bitch's drink real quick, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Drink up, girl. I found this water for you.
I could see you, yeah. You're not after food or medication. Gotta get some roofie couplets.
You gotta get some roofie. I'd be like Bob when him and Daryl went to that place where he only brought back alcohol bottles.
It's just a whole bunch of roofie pills.
Roofies and condoms and shit.
Roofies and condoms.
Hey, I still wrap up, baby. I still believe in that. Believe it or not, these got expiration dates on them. You need to use them.
Before you lose them.
Yeah, what would happen?
That'd be
shocking. The one day when you couldn't have sex in the world, because just say Rosita had the worst you know, I don't know, either she had AIDS or whatever, and there was no other way you had to have sex with her.
Fuck it. That's not even an issue.
No, but the question is, would P1 still do it?
How's that an issue in the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's worth it. Shit, fuck it.
Because, well,
you know, I love it. I wish CJ Wayne with her, man. P1, I hope you know that she told me she had AIDS. I'd be like, and that's supposed to stop me? How? I don't give a fuck in this world. Okay. Hey, I got it too now. Shit. Tainted pussy is good. Any pussy is good right now. Shit. Tainted pussy is the best pussy right now. So you can't stop me from that. She's an animal lover. I've seen her photos and shit. So she should be clean down there. Bareback.
Oh yeah, she did do those photos too. Forgot about that.
Right. Don't you get those photos, Wayne? I know those photos. So yeah, that wouldn't stop me, Wayne. That wouldn't stop me at all. Shit.
I didn't think it would. I was just wondering.
It may stop me for an hour, but then after that hour passed, I'd be like, you know what? Because you, I'd be quiet, and you'd be like, damn, he is seriously thinking about that right now. And then I'd be like, you know what? Don't give a fuck.
Does an hour mean a minute in that time? Because that's how long it would take me to realize.
Hour is 60 seconds. Yes.
Hey, yeah, there's a photo for you, P1.
Ooh.
Resembles right, well, you and your girl.
I give this episode a it was a decent episode. It was a lot of fun.
Damn.
I like the fact they had it was more of an Abraham background episode. That was kind of good.
Yeah,
I remember the last episode we did, Wayne, we was talking shit about him. He was like, he's kind of a bitch.
He still was a bitch.
Yeah, but it's good to understand why he's a bitch.
Yeah, this is a good episode to redeem himself from not being such a bitch now.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Open this photo up. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Alright, we lost P1, people.
Alright, I guess that's another episode of the Darkness recap show.
Oh, shit! Oh my god! Oh shit! Well, I'm trying to whip this old thing out. All right. Oh, shit.
What a way to end it. What a happy ending.
Jesus, nothing but happy endings here. I seize happies. I'm very happy. Oh, my God. Rosita, I dedicate this recap to you, baby. Oh, I dedicate my life to you. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm sure Beyonce's happy to hear that, woman. Too.
What a woman. That's all I gotta say. That's what the name of this show should have been. What a woman. That's what it should have been called. What a woman. The women in The Walking Dead. I gotta get on this fucking show someday.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have a chance of being a Power Ranger, so now you have a chance of being in The Walking Dead.
I don't wanna be a fucking Power Ranger. I wanna be a Walking Dead character that grab up on zombies. So I wanna be that.
How about you just try and audition to play a walker who attacks Rosita?
Oh my god, I would love that. She could fucking put a knife in my head any day or whatever. Yeah, hey, if you gotta get smothered by a woman, might as well be Rosita.
Yeah, but you imagine you're like, okay, cut. Hey, you can take your hands off her now, cut.
You can take your hands off. I'm about to get a pretty graphic right about now, people, but that would have been a better sex scene had you just seen her sitting on top of Abraham's face. Fuck, that was hotter.
Getting all that mustache? No way.
I'm just saying. And then her grabbing his hair or whatever, talking some shit. That would have been a little bit hotter. I'm just saying.
Oh, hey. He would have just grabbed his hair and pushed his face in a pussy? Yeah.
Yeah. And that would have been much better saying, yeah, take that shit, Ronald. Take it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, you loving it. Oh, man. No, this was a great episode. Actually, I enjoyed this.
Logic then. So that means her legs are the golden arches of the spread.
Her legs are the golden arches of the cure. Shit.
The cure, shit.
Her legs is what was curing that or whatever. And Eugene knows it. That's why he's always watching them fuck.
Yeah, I would agree with it.
It's logic. There's no other sense to it. What that? Whatever. Oh my god, all these photos, man. Jesus Christ, she has a lot of photos. Oh my god, look at that ass, man. I like those eyes though, because that reminds me of me. It's so true. That's why it's so funny.
Well, people, I guess that is another edition of The Walking Dead recap.
Yeah, we are the recap crew. I'm the phenomenal one, a horny one too, right
the
now.
Horny motherfucker.
I think I'm Chicago John.
Yes, and I'm Wayne, and I'm probably with P1 on that one.
Yeah, we need to get these. We need to get on this show. I'm telling you guys.
We just need to do. We need to do a separate show. Just call it Rosita.
We, hey, each one of them get it. Shit, Maggie, fucking Sasha, they all get it. They're all fucking hot. Shit,
I'll agree. Well, people, I guess until next time, I guess that is it. We are done.
People probably like, I don't even know what this episode's about.
I know, right? I am not informed at all.
Fuck them.
These all Negroes, found out,
all I found out was how these Negroes would survive in this world.
Which is all you need to know.